You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
And now, Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks.
Welcome to Move the Sticks. I am Bucky Brooks, and you'll notice that my guy, my co-host, Daniel Jeremiah, is not on the podcast today. He is out doing his business with the Chargers. It was a big day in LA because Justin Herbert signed his deal, so he's out there taking care of that. But I have an opportunity to go one-on-one with one of my favorite coaches, Lincoln Riley, from USC. And so this is a little bit of our conversation where we cover a lot of ground, talking about quarterbacks and team building in a new era. Take a listen. Coach, man, so excited to have you on, but we've had a tragic loss since the last time we talked, and I know how much Mike Leach was impactful on you, your coaching career, and all that. Just talk a little bit about him and, like, just the lifetime impression that he left on you as a coach.
Yeah, it's a huge loss for obviously his family, for a lot of us, his colleagues, friends, personally. Yeah, just kind of a shock, you know, one of those kind of figures in your life that you feel like is always going to be there. And it brings back a lot of great memories. Obviously, he opened doors for myself and so many of us other coaches. His coaching tree is pretty well documented and really pretty unbelievable for the amount of time that he was a head coach, of what all these different people have been able to go out and do. Had a huge impact on the game. You look at how the game's played now today, you know, primarily from the shotgun, you know, the way the passing game's evolved at really all levels of football to being such a primary part of the game. You know, Mike had an impact on that. And then on top of it, yeah, things I'll miss the most, the crazy stories, the fun experiences, the late hours together. Too many really to count.
You know, Coach, so I've heard you talk on another show about Mike Leach's simplicity and the attention to detail. And I don't know if years ago you remember you and I talked, and I talked about how you were able to score so many points with the little index card and all those things. But I heard the story about how I guess you guys practiced four verticals one day, the entire day. Like, that was all we're doing. Can you talk a little bit about, like, just that philosophy in terms of being simple, but being so detailed that it doesn't really matter what the other team does. You just have so much confidence in what you guys do.
Yeah, Mike was really a master of that. There was our game planning sessions there were not, we were game planning, but it was just more, all right, what formation are we going to run four verts out of this week? I mean, it was, that was about the extent of it. It's, but it was a great lesson, I think, for all of us that came up in that, because we, as coaches, we can make the mistake of outsmarting ourselves or at times outsmarting our players. And, you know, deep down, you want to, you competitively, you want to do your part, you want to have your impact, and you feel like this push at times to do something new. When in reality, teach what you do very well, like you said, build up their confidence, and then the guy's ability to take that and go apply that in pressure situations and really be able to execute at a high level. Like that's what he built it upon. And you saw it. It really withstood the test of time. I mean, it's from, you know, Kentucky and where he was with Hal Mumme those early years all the way on to Mississippi State here at the end. Offense was always relevant. It was always productive, and it did not change much. And but he was very, very committed to it, and that's why it worked so well for all those years.
You know, so as much as I love the simplicity and the attention to detail and those things, I am just blown away by the mastery of your offense and the things that you guys have been able to do throughout your time as a play caller, watching you take like that air raid system and then add your own piece to it when it comes to the counter and the GT pools and all that other stuff. Talk about finding your own identity as a play caller after working for a guy who was known as one of the best play calls, play designers in football.
Yeah, I think, you know, the other thing Mike was great about teaching, I think all of us, was not being afraid to think outside the box and don't really worry about the status quo and or what people have done before. Just do what you think is best and don't be afraid to take those risks. And a lot of mine really evolved when we got to East Carolina, and we were playing teams there that were a lot more talented than us, a lot bigger schools, and we had to find ways to win games. And I always felt like when I got a chance to call plays that I, you know, wanted the run game to be a little bit more of a factor for us than it was for in the Texas Tech years with Mike. And so with that, yeah, we just started evolving. Was lucky enough along the way, you know, at all the stops to work with some really creative guys in the offensive staff room. And yeah, it's continually evolved, and it's been a lot of fun. We've still tried to lean back on some of the early concepts, that early mentality of getting really good at the things you believe in, but then also having enough wrinkles to be able to change it up when we need to. And it's been fun to see it evolve throughout the years, and been fun to do it with the group of people that I've been lucky enough to work with.
You know, we can't talk about the offense in terms of your evolution as a play caller, the evolution of the offense, without talking about the quarterbacks. You've been around some great quarterbacks, Coach. And I mean, we just, the list goes on and on, from Baker and Kyler, Jalen Hurts, and now you have another one in Caleb Williams. What is it about Caleb Williams that has helped you take this offense to an even higher level?
Yeah, it's been a fun journey, you know, up to this point with Caleb. He's got some similarities to the other guys. He's also got some differences. It's been a fun skill set to work with, really, from the very beginning. And that, you know, he committed to us pretty fairly early in the recruiting process. So, you know, that relationship started developing from the very beginning. And to see how he's grown, how he's progressed, how he's matured as a leader, a competitor, how he's, you know, really gone from a young guy just taking it all in to a guy that really has a good grasp of what we're trying to do offensively. It's been fun to be a part of that evolution. And the great thing about this guy is he's still extremely hungry, you know, and he's still very young in terms of himself, the player, and his quarterback career. He's got a long ways to go and a lot of ways to improve, which is exciting. So now he's been a lot of fun to work with. It's been great to have him out here with us at USC and see the impact that he's made in the locker room here and some of the changes that have, you know, happened here in a short amount of time. He's certainly, you know, done his part.
You know, and thinking about doing your part, Coach, year two at SC, like now you know the lay of the land, you understand the West Coast, you understand the school and the traditions and those things. How much better do you feel going into this season as opposed to last season?
Yeah, I mean, I'm I'm so excited. I am. I mean, last year was a great, great start for this program and for this group of people. There was so much energy. You take like LA is a place, as we've learned, and you know, well, a lot of us know, like, you have to prove it here, right? People are not just going to show up because, like, to anything. Like, you have to prove that it's worth people's time. But when you do, man, do they support it, and the atmospheres that are created are so special. And you know, early in the season, you know, you've felt that, all right, are these guys for real? Is this really going to be a successful team? Can this really start to take off? And man, by the end of the season, like, our Notre Dame game, last game there at the Coliseum was just electric. And I think just a taste of what this can be here. And the fun thing is, I still really believe we're at the tip of the iceberg, and there's so much left to accomplish here, because it is so unique. It's such an incredible setting. The advantages that you have here for coaches and players are so significant that I think we all sense we're on the cusp of doing something really, really special, and we're all, you know, privileged to be a part of it. And it's just an excitement energy around the building every day that you just can't wait for the season to get here. You can't wait for practice to get started, and hopefully we can continue to build on it.
You know, Coach, and thinking about building, I have to tip my cap to you, because I can't imagine how hard it is to build a team in the transfer portal era. How are you able to build the connectivity that we all know is necessary to play at a championship level while dealing with so many moving parts and new people coming in? How have you been able to embrace that challenge?
You have to get the right people like that. You have to have a plan. You have to have everybody on the same page. But you can have the right plan. You can organize it all you want. If you don't have the right people, it's not going to be successful. And we got the right staff. We have a tremendous staff. We have the right setting and the right amount of support here. And then, you know, the players that we've brought in, whether it's, you know, players from high school, whether it's players from a transfer portal, whether it's making a decision to keep players on the current roster, have fit and they've worked together. And I think, kind of to the previous answer, they sense the opportunity that we have here and how special this is. I mean, we're catching this at a really, really unique time, and just what an opportunity it is. And we want to make the most of that. And so I think every one of us, whether we've worked together for 10 years or we've just had a guy that transferred in that's been with us for a couple months, I think we all sense that, and we've tried to only bring in people that really want to be a part of it. And that's given us some common ground and something to bond on. And yeah, you've just kind of seen that take hold. So it's been fun to be a part of putting it together, and the best is yet to come.
Yeah, no, Coach, it's fun to watch it. Like, living here in LA, I certainly understand the magnitude of the job when it comes to USC. You've been at two places that have a lot of expectations and those things. And as a very young coach, how are you able to kind of keep yourself centered and not worry about the outside noise, even though you know that you're dealing with big programs and particularly a huge program in LA?
Yeah, I think you have to embrace it, right? Because with expectations, there's also big opportunities. And I think you have to embrace that. I mean, I've always desired to coach at places that were going to give you the resources to be successful, that expected you to do it. And because I just feel like your opportunities are a little bit different there, and it puts you out on that stage. And I've always wanted to be at the highest level of it and have a chance to be a part of a team there. And so, yeah, certainly have it here. As far as dealing with it, I think you stay focused on the day to day, right? You stay busy on the things that matter, the people that matter. And that is, you understand going through it that if you do that, at the end of the day, you'll have a chance to be where you want to be. And but it's all about your mindset, right? Do you feel the pressure? Are you embracing the opportunity, man? And I just, doing it here in this city, at this place, there's nothing like it. And so, yeah, just focus on the opportunity and just not missing this chance to be a part of something really special.
You know, Coach, coming from an NFL background, a lot of times as a team builder, you build your team to win the division, and then that takes care of yourself because you get into the postseason and those things. College football is a little different. And so when you think about building your team from the ground up, do you build it with an eye towards the playoff? Do you build it with winning the conference? Like, what is the general overall objective when you think about, okay, here's how we're going to build this team. This is how we're going to build this program going forward.
Yeah, no, no question. I mean, I think competitively, we came in here with the mindset of we're building a team to go win the national championship. I mean, that was our mindset walking in the door. That's a mindset of the people that we hired. It's a mindset of the players that we've brought in here. Obviously, to do that, like you said, there's going to be certain steps along the way, and our steps in our game are different, and will be even more different next year when we change it up again. But yeah, I think that's a mindset. I just think at a school and a program like SC, like that's how it should be, right? In my opinion, like this is USC. Like there should be championship expectations every single year. And I just think SC has that place, and not only that place, but that responsibility in our sport. This is where it belongs. And it's not that any right, not that it's owed to you, not that it's going to happen just because, but I think that ought to be the expectation of anybody that coaches or plays at USC.
Coach, last one for you. And I think this is something that is maybe overlooked when it comes to building great teams. The greatest teams that we've seen, we faced, have a swagger about them. It's a confidence. Sometimes I'll talk about like a little athletic arrogance. And so it's that fine line between being very confident but being cocky. How do you build that confidence in your team while also making sure they have enough humility to not think too far ahead of what's in front of them?
It's a great question, right? It's a constant dance, right? You're kind of constantly on either side of the line there and trying to find that ideal spot, because you're right. Like, it's on these stages, you better believe you can do it, right? When you go into a big road environment and everybody wants you to lose, everybody's against you, or you get down in a game, like if you don't have that inner belief and that confidence and that swagger, you have no chance. The flip side of it is, you're right, there has to be humility as well, because you can't do it by yourself, because no matter what you accomplish, there's always going to be more and more work to be done. You have to be able to understand your weaknesses and go attack them and be honest and upfront about that. So, yeah, I mean, I think the thing that we talk about with our guys is the confidence or the swagger is earned, right? It's not fake. It's not hype. It's not pregame stuff. It's earned by the work that you put in, and then balance that with the ability to see what your weaknesses are, what we need to improve on, and continuing to have a respect for what it takes to play this game at the highest level. And I think you try to find guys, and whether it's other guys in football, professional football, other sports, other walks of life, other people that really embody that and are great examples of that. So that's what we've tried to do, tried to show. And we've got to do that as well as coaches, right? Because we're all in it together.
Well, Coach, man, I can't thank you enough for spending your time. I know you got an exciting time coming up. Practices start at the end of the week. And so we just want to wish you the best of luck. Hopefully we can visit with you again down the road.
That sounds great. Have to do it. Fight on.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well. Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Football is back. Celebrate by watching as teams across the league take the field for training camp Back Together Weekend, presented by YouTube. With 2 full days of practices, player interviews, mic'd up moments, and fan fest across the league, it's a can't-miss NFL reunion. NFL Network and NFL Plus have you covered, with coverage on Saturday, July 29th and Sunday, July 30th, with additional coverage on ABC and ESPN. Go to NFL.com/backtogetherweekend for ways to watch. Thanks so much for Lincoln Riley coming on board. That was a great one-on-one interview. We'll be back with more episodes of Move the Sticks next week. Tune in for all that action. Thanks so much for joining us. Look forward to talking to you guys again next week.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.